Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, good morning. How are you?
This is how I like my Howards in stereo.
Well, I know I certainly come from the left.
I don't know where I am. I'm very far left, very far right, and somewhere in the middle. Anyway, Rolene, how are you?
Good in yourself, guys.
Excellent. So, Gal Gadot being asked to award an Oscar.
Well, I tell you what a week it has been with tempers riled in South Africa, in Poland, and everywhere else. But I think one thing we can agree on, one thing that unites us all, is that we do love a fabulous Oscar ceremony. And our very own Gal Gadot will be presenting an award at the upcoming Academy Awards. Now, this is very interesting. I did not know that you had to be inducted into the Academy of Motion Arts, Pictures, and Sciences before you can be invited to give an award. You know, it's not just an automatic acceptance. So this is quite cool. So she'll be joining Star Wars' Mark Hamill and others in giving out a lovely Oscar this year. I myself, of course, will be watching to see what she's wearing more than anything else, because
she's wearing, Rolene.
Of course. I do love me a fabulous red carpet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, very excited for our gal. And, you know, it's heartwarming for all of us to see her just rise and rise. You know, we club naches here.
We do. She's absolutely awesome. It's her and Nikki Haley. I just can't decide which one is doing better at the
moment.
You are
a married man, Howard Feldman. Or at least you were at the start of the show.
Hopefully no one at home is listening. Tell us about this very, very strange story that happened on national TV.
Okay, well, I thought this was actually quite funny. This was a case of like, whoop, whip, there it is. So, you know when they have documentaries, especially about hunting down Nazi war criminals, and especially when you have anonymous informants, they tend to pixelate the faces of said anonymous informant. Well, the grandson of a Nazi war criminal who appeared on the History Channel on the condition of anonymity had a little bit of a surprise when they forgot to pixelate him for a couple of seconds.
Oh my word, don't you hate it when that happens?
So while his face was pixelated for most of the show, and the show was called Hunting Hitler, which, you know, as soon as we finish, I'm off to Google or download or do whatever I can to find this, because now, you know, I'm curious. I have to see it for myself. His face was pixelated for, you know, quite a bit of his appearance, but one shot clearly revealed exactly who he is. And, you know, you've got to leave it to the Israeli press. I mean, in fact, you've got to love the Israeli press for honing in on those few seconds he was unpixelated. Wow. And his image just splashed across our newspapers. People immediately went onto social media and said, like, you know, History Channel, so much for protecting the identity of the Nazi informant. So there he is in all his glory for everybody to see. And those few seconds weren't missed by anybody.
Rolene, did you start that story with the words, whoop, there it is?
I said, whoop, there it is. I did.
You have become such a rapper yourself.
I know, it's catchy. You know, we've got Azalea Banks coming here, and I can't on Family Friendly Radio tell you what her followers are called, because I'll be hauled off to the BCCSA, even though I am a continent away.
Sorry, the BCCSA have an extradition agreement with Israel.
I'm sure they got wind of some of the things that I say, and they right. have a cell just for me. But Azalea Banks, who's a rapper, schooled BDS this week, and she said to them that under no circumstances is she cancelling her upcoming Tel Aviv show. She says, even though we have issues in our own country, the United States, why should the people of America suffer? And why should her Israeli fans suffer? And if she's made to cancel her concert, that is nothing but blatant anti-Semitism. So she called racist BDS exactly what they are, anti-Semites, and she's showing some serious love. So I'm feeling that whole rap energy.
Sorry, Azalea Banks. Maybe I'm just not woke enough to know. Zanati, who on earth is Azalea Banks?
I'm also not woke enough, Howie.
No, so there we go. Tanya Khoury is the Tanya Khoury is the is our media expert. Tanya,
I've no. All right. I'm not street enough. Sorry.
Over to you, Rolly.
Well, I have to say that I didn't have a cooking clue either.
I thought you were talking about flowers. Let us plant our Azalea Banks.
How pretty. But naturally, I'm following her on Instagram because I'm a firm believer that when stars do announce that they're coming to Israel, they, and they inevitably face the barrage of hatred that come from racist BDS, I get straight onto social media and show them some serious Israeli love. Not too serious because, you know, family radio and all, but I went on to follow Azalea Banks. Not only does she cook some, you know, fabulous dishes, and she seems to be quite a controversial lady, but she's shown us some serious love, so I'm going to show some love back.
Banks.
Oh, there we go. Banks.
Right. Very, very confusing. I think none of us are too awake enough. Finally, an NBA star launches a kosher wine range. Why, Rolene? Why?
Why not?
Wine, yeah. So why tell us about the story.
So Amari Stoudemire, and I hope I pronounced this correctly, has you can't really say made Aliyah to Israel, but he's a six-time NBA All-Star, and he lives in Israel now. I think he plays for one of the teams. I'm completely clueless when it comes to sports. You know, I think shopping is a sport, so I'm completely clueless that to anything that involves a ball, stick, bat, racket, whatever. He has launched a line of kosher LePesach Israeli wines. Amazing. He's 6 foot ten, which firmly puts him out of my remit.
Right. You can talk to him by telephone, yeah.
Some of us come in at a modest, almost 5 foot. And he says it's a blessing for him and his family to be able to produce such great wines from the land of Israel. And he says he's continuously counting his blessings for it. So he told this to reporters at JNF House in New York. And he said that he had been in talks with Israeli wine producers for a number of years with the hope of making wines. And he played for Hapoel Jerusalem, if anybody out there knows anything about basketball. He played for Hapoel Jerusalem. And he just loved and loves living in Israel. So we now have a NBA award-winning wine. And, I mean, I know a lot of people who wine. But I'm quite happy we have something new and interesting on the market in time for Pesach.
Ro, you do know in South Africa we produce a kosher wine called Unorthodox Wines.
I love their marketing.
It's one of the coolest brands you've ever actually seen.
I love their marketing.
And you know, it comes out.
I just don't know this now. I'm curious.
It comes out of the Zandvijk stable, Kleiner Draken, and when Kleiner Draken was first launched by the late Mendel Kaplan, he showed me the Platters wine book review of the wine, and you know what it said? He was so proud. It said, "It's not that bad considering what they do to it."
Funny, I thought it was. But all right, the Unorthodox is absolutely fantastic. In fact, they've made yummy because they made Kippot with their branding. It is, I think they should start a whole range of items because I think it's incredible, absolutely incredible. Rolene Marks, this is where we love and leave you. You have a fantastic weekend. A Shabbat Shalom. Cut yourself off from all forms of media for 25 hours. You need it. You deserve it. And
I'm going to do exactly that. Shabbat Shalom, guys.
Have a good one. That was Rolene Marks with the Israel Report. Stan saying Saddam Hussein wrote the Quran in other people's blood as well. I did not know that. We have to check that out if that's even true. Fees must fall. Got universities burnt down and private property damaged. It may be an example of words converting to activism, but there was nothing remotely positive about it. But any stretch of the imagination. Ronnie is not having a good day today. Ronnie, why are you so angry? Talk to us. Talk to us. Tell us what is really, really wrong.
It's Friday.
Exactly. I think Ronnie also needs a weekend.
Or maybe some unorthodox one.
Yes.
We already worked out.
Any form of wine.
Tanya gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning, has a glass of wine, a cigarette.
A few cigarettes.
Looks at social media.
Add something to her coffee. hold on, Tanya.
I don't.
You don't, you're Muslim.
I promise I don't drink.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're Muslim. You're not allowed to drink. And if you do, don't say it on radio.
I'm not allowed to smoke either.
Oh, whoop.
I didn't say I'm a great man.
I think talking to Howard Feldman should be haram.
That is true.
Nonsense.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't argue with that. It's 8 o'clock. Here's your news.